Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's time to talk hockey with the guys in the know. It's the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Good morning. Panthers Insider begins now. Kevin Rogers with you here in South Florida. Doug Plagans up in Boston as the Panthers take on the Bruins to play their final road game of the season. Up to where everybody knows your name in Boston is Doug Plagans. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning to everybody out there. And we've got a lot to cover today. And of course, as Kevin mentioned right there, an early game for the Panthers. Make note of the 1 p.m. puck drop, a 1 p.m. matinee today, Eastern time here in Boston. We'll hit the air for Panthers preview across the radio network at 12:30. So be sure not to miss that one. You want to make sure you catch this one. Panthers and the Bruins always entertaining when they get together. And this is the fourth and final matchup in the season series. So Panthers and the Bruins, a 1 o'clock start this afternoon, 12:30 pregame across the radio network. We hope to have you on board for that one today. You can also catch it on Fox Sports Florida as well. And then the Panthers are back to the BB&T Center for three home games this week. Monday night at 7, the defending Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals come to town. And then Thursday at 7, it's the New York Islanders coming in. And then Saturday at 7, the New Jersey Devils in the season finale. So that's what lies ahead for the week. Three home games after this road game today in Boston. Remember, you can grab your family, grab your friends, enjoy all the action the Panthers have to offer with the Salins Red Hot Value Pack. Starting just $27, you'll receive a ticket and a parking pass in addition to a hot dog, beverage, and popcorn for a game. Tickets may be purchased in increments from 2 to 8. For more information, go to floridapanthers.com. But Kevin, we've got an action-packed hour here as we not only get you prepared for the week ahead, as we mentioned, some big action coming up at the BB&T Center this week, but also a big game coming up here this afternoon. Panthers and the Bruins from Boston, and the puck will drop at 1 o'clock.
Absolutely, and we'll hear from Panthers rookie Brady Keeper a little bit later on in the show from the most recent Territory Talk podcast, as Keeper made his debut against Ottawa back on Thursday. But first, though, we will go back to the week that was, and the Panthers going through Eastern Canada, Toronto, Montreal, and Ottawa this past week. And we'll start with the Maple Leafs on Monday night, a Toronto team that will be headed to the playoffs and helped out by having John Tavares now on their team. They were a playoff team last year without John Tavares, but this year Tavares just helping out the cause, and Toronto jumping out to an early 3-0 lead on the Panthers, including Tavares scoring his 42nd on the season coming on the power play. So a quick 3-0 advantage for Toronto. However, though, the Panthers, in an action-packed first period, they were able to get on the board thanks to Jace Harluck.
Puck played up the near side. It finds its way to the neutral zone. Panthers a chance here, heading up the ice into the near circle. It's Hoffman. Turnaround pass in front. Tip. They score. Jace Harluck to the net, and he scores for the second straight game. And the Panthers get one back here in the first.
And Harluck scoring his 6th on the season, and that would get the Panthers on the board, and they would trail 3-1. 2 minutes later, though, Tavares would score his 2nd of the night to give Toronto back a 4-1 lead. But then, a minute and a half after Tavares' 2nd goal, it was Mike Matheson who would cut the deficit in half.
He takes a shove there from Zaitsev. Got a pass down to Trocheck out to the left point. Matheson, long shot, he scores! A long shot from the left point found its way through, and the Panthers get another one back here in Toronto with 3:35 to go in the first.
And that goal by Matheson is eighth on the season. The Panthers trailed 4-2 after one. And, Doug, just obviously a very entertaining first period. Not the way the Panthers wanted it to go, but it was good to see them getting a couple goals late after they trailed early.
Panthers have that bounce-back ability. They've had a resilient group all season long. And that game in Toronto, like you said, things didn't start the way the Panthers wanted them to, but the Panthers have that quick strike ability on offense. We saw that against Toronto on Monday night.
And the Panthers, though, would trail 4-2 after one period. Tavares would get the hat trick in the second, his 44th of the season, to make it a 5-2 Toronto lead. And then Tavares would score his fourth of the night in the third to make it 6-2 Maple Leafs. But then Jonathan Huberdeau, he would get the Panthers back within three.
Held in for a moment by Barkov, but swept out of the zone by Janssen. And then down to our left, Josh Brown on it. Cross ice, Matheson straight on. Here's Barkov in offensively for the Panthers. Far circled Adanoff. Looks down low in front. It's jammed net. They score! Barkov got a stick on that one. The Panthers get one back here in the third.
And that goal credited to Huberdeau, his 24th. Barkov an assist, Dadanoff an assist. And the Panthers down 6-3 after Toronto scored to make it 7-3. Huberdeau would put up his second of the night coming on the power play.
Dadanoff couldn't get it to him. Now down to Barkov. Here's Hoffman on the near side. Hoffman in front, Dadanoff with some room. Huberdeau walks in. Johnny scores! Off the post and in. A power play goal for Jonathan Huberdeau. And he's got two tonight.
And Huberdeau puts up his 25th, and that would get it down to a 7-4 game. And then 4 minutes later, Harlech continued a good night as he would put up his second goal.
And he'll shake his way into the Toronto end. And to our right, hand it off, Hauerluck. Let's one fly, it's off the mark. In front of shot, they score! Hauerluck followed it in! And he capitalizes right out in front of the net. Jace Hauerluck has two tonight. The Panthers are back to within a pair.
Unfortunately, that was all for the Panthers as they lose 7-5. They can't stop Tavares, but two goals for Huberdeau and two goals for Jace Hauerluck, Doug. And the Panthers, just a tough game against a pretty good Toronto team.
And that's exactly what it was. The Panthers got it close there late in the game. Really, started that comeback in the third period, but just fell a little bit short in that one. Jace Hauerluck, a couple of goals in that game. He had three goals in a two-game span, so he continues to show a lot here in his first season in the National Hockey League. Jonathan Huberdeau, Alexander Barkov, that top line, they kept producing points. We're going to talk more about them and some of the numbers they've hit when we get through wrapping up all the games here from the week, but another big game for that group as well.
And the Panthers then making the trip to Montreal, and the Canadiens right in the mix for a wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. And the Panthers, who beat Montreal the last time that they faced them, the Alexander Barkov highlight goal back last month. However, though, the Panthers fall behind 3-0 in the first and 5-0 in the second. The only bright spot, Frank Vetrano scoring a power play goal early in the third. The Canadiens win it 6-1 in this game. And Doug, just a tough spot. And the Panthers really didn't have a lot of luck with Montreal this season.
Tough game there against Montreal, second end of a back-to-back. The thing with that one, though, especially early on when that game was really close, the Panthers had a ton of chances, and they had some grade A chances. And what we saw was just a vintage Carey Price performance. Even though Montreal wound up winning that game 6-1, the Panthers forced him to make probably 10 to 12 pretty acrobatic saves in that hockey game. And again, even though Montreal provided him some run support in that game, if you will, Carey Price was forced to make some really big saves in that game, but the Panthers unfortunately weren't able to solve them more than the one time in the third period.
And the Panthers moving on to Ottawa on Thursday night as the Panthers looking to end the Canadian side of the road trip with a victory against an Ottawa team that had 1-2 straight going in. Final meeting between these two Atlantic Division rivals, and the Panthers, it took them just 30 seconds to strike first.
Barkov left circle into the offensive end, peels off to the boards, near point, Yandel there, slides it back to Barkov, high slot, wrist shot, and they score! It found its way through, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead, 30 seconds into the game.
And that goal originally Barkov shot, but credit to Evgeny Dadonov, his 26th of the season. Barkov an assist, Yandle an assist, 30 seconds in, Doug. And very good to see after a couple tough losses, the Panthers striking early.
And that's what you have to do on the road. The Panthers started that response right away, and it was that top line again. Barkov down there getting a puck to the net, went off Evgeny Dadonov on the way in. That made it 1-0 Panthers, and Ottawa would put up a little bit of a fight, but the Panthers would never look back.
Colin White would tie things up later in the first for the Senators as he would go down the ice and tie things up at one apiece. However, though, in the second period, 2.5 minutes in, Troy Brower would give the Panthers back the lead.
Down to the corner, it's Dryden Hunt with it once again. Has it on the end wall, Borowiecki leans into him, and Dryden Hunt able to escape, takes it out to the far point, a long shot, jammed in front, they score! Troy Brower on the doorstep, and the Panthers have regained the lead.
And that goal for Brower is 10th on the season. Riley Shea had an assist, also Dryden Hunt an assist at the 2:35 mark of the second to give the Panthers a 2-1 lead. And then a few minutes later, it was Jonathan Huberdeau who continued his solid road trip as he would put up his 26th goal.
Off to the near side, Dadonov pulled up to the blue line, rink wide, and Barkov takes over. He'll bring it in, looks in front. Huberdeau, nifty move, and he scores! What a play, and the Panthers score! It's 3-1, Jonathan Huberdeau! Finishes off a great play into the offensive end.
And that goal for Huberto, as I mentioned, the 26th. Barkov, another assist. Dadonov, an assist at the 6:31 mark. And Doug, a 3-1 lead for the Panthers after two periods.
Came out and had a lot of offense going in that game. Had a lot of chances. The Panthers were the aggressors that whole game. You heard the top line getting into the act. Through two periods, they've already factored into two goals. Troy Brower also became the seventh Panther to double-digit goals on the season with his 10th of the year. So Panthers, again, showing how dangerous they can be on offense in that game. And that was through just the first two periods.
And the Panthers now taking that 3-1 lead into the third. Brady Tkachuk would get the Senators within one with his 20th goal of the season to make it 3-2. But later, though, the Panthers still with that one-goal advantage. Ottawa would pull their goalie, and Dryden Hunt would give the Panthers back a two-goal lead.
Near side, Tierney looking in front. Pass bounces away. Dryden Hunt, turnaround shot on the empty net all the way down. He scores! And it's 4-2 Panthers. Dryden Hunt from a long distance scores on the empty net.
And that goal for Hunt, his third of the season, to give the Panthers a 4-2 lead. And then a minute later, just for good measure, again with the empty net, it was Jonathan Huberdeau to give the Panthers a 5-2 victory.
Barkov back down to the end wall, and he'll give Dadonov in front. A shot from Huberdeau, and he scores on the empty net. And then Tkachuk gave a shot at Huberdeau after the goal, and that's going to draw a big crowd down behind the Ottawa net. But Jonathan Huberdeau scores his second of the game, an empty net goal to make it 5-2.
And that goal for Huberdeau was 27th on the season. Dadonov finishes the night with 3 points. Panthers win at 5-2. And one note here, Doug, before we get to everything else with this game. On that highlight with Brady Tkachuk, with the cross check on Huberdeau after the goal, what was talked about after the game with that situation?
I think it really just blew over. Everybody was fine. Jonathan Huberdeau popped right back up. You saw the Panthers took offense to it, and it turned into a little bit of a dust up back behind the goal. But I think the Panthers they moved on. They got the 5-2 win in that game, and it was really on the strength of that top line. They were the ones driving the offense that night. You mentioned the 3-point game for Dadonov, a 3-point game for Barkov. He had 3 assists, another multi-point game for Jonathan Huberdeau. And just to tell you where everybody is now here at the end of the week, Barkov up to 90 points on the season after that 3-point night in Ottawa. So Barkov, the fourth 90-point season in Panthers history, the third Panther to register a 90-point season. Pavel Bure did it twice, Olli Jokinen did it once, and now Barkov's done it. And Jonathan Huberdeau not far behind with 4 games left in the regular season. He's 4 points away from 90 on the campaign, so he's got a chance to get to that plateau as well. But Alexander Barkov as well now challenging for the franchise record for points in a single season. That record is 94, held by Pavel Bure. right? Barkov sitting at 90 points right now going into this game against Boston today at 1 o'clock. So you have Barkov challenging for a franchise record there. You've got Jonathan Huberdeau building on the franchise single-season record for assists. That was 53. He passed that a while ago. He's at 59. Barkov's at 56, which is now the second most assists and counting in a Panthers season in franchise history. You've got Mike Hoffman at 35 goals, the third Panther to reach the 35 goal mark in a season. So you've got a lot of different milestones offensively going around, and those are numbers that could be added to here over these last four games of the season. But Barkov and Huberdeau leading the way, dadding off a big game last time out. That top line drove the offense. Had a chance yesterday after practice, as the Panthers practiced in Boston to prepare for today's game against the Bruins. Here is Panthers head coach Bob Bugner yesterday, first on that win in Ottawa.
Well, I think it's good for the psyche of the team. I think a little bit of confidence. I thought that we did some better things defensively. Bared down, played harder in the D zone, so that's good. We went through a video today and showed some real good things that we did, some things we need to clean up, obviously, for the game of Boston tomorrow. But all in all, real good team effort, and I thought Lou was solid, made the saves he needed to make at the right time. And, you know, there's still another notch to our game, but it's a good start.
And you mentioned tightening some things up yesterday. How important is that to make sure you tighten things up and get that strong finish here?
Yeah, I think that we want to finish strong. We talked about that, and, you know, we've had a few tough days there against some pretty good teams. And you know, last night we seemed to get it back together. You know, our big line was flying again. Sheehan line really contributed a lot, I thought. You know, so there was some real good strong points to our game. But you know, you have to, against Boston, obviously one of the best teams in the league right now, and they're playing at their best. You got to really be tight, and you really got to manage the puck. And those are some of the things we talked about this morning. We gave up 9 chances last night against Ottawa. 7 came off our own stick on turnover. So that's something we talked about. You know, just again, managing the puck. I keep stressing it every day, but it's real important, especially like a teammate against Boston.
Brady Keeper, NHL debut last night. What'd you take away from his first game in the league?
Well, obviously there's a lot of motion, and you know, probably a lot of nerves on his part, but he really didn't show it when he got out there. He looked calm. He made some real heads up plays. He jumped in the offense a couple times, got some shots on net. I think it was a real good first game for him. And you know, we got lots of guys here right now, so planning for a lineup every day is tough. So we're going to talk as coaching staff here today and figure out a lineup for tomorrow. But he should be proud of his effort, and you know, it was a great day for him and his family and his community.
Panthers head coach Bob Bugner right there. Last thing he was talking about was Brady Keeper's NHL debut, and we'll hear from Brady Keeper coming up here in just a little bit, coming up next segment. Now, though, time to hear from Panthers captain Alexander Barkov, and he talks about the Panthers' bounce back in that game against Ottawa.
Yeah, of course, we always want to win games, and I mean, we're not going to make playoffs, but still, like, we have games left, and we got to play them, and we got to try to win them. And I mean, it's a lot more fun when you win games.
And just in terms of getting that strong finish, how important is it? You mentioned more fun to win the games, but just to go through these last few and you know, really try to have a strong finish to the year.
Yeah, we just got to start, like, building for the next season right now, and got to start winning games and finding that winning culture. And I mean, we have, like, good games right now. Just play as hard as you can, have fun, and try to win games. So, I mean, it's going to build up for the next season.
Individually, you're the third Panther to ever have a 90-point season. Jonathan Huberdeau is right behind you. What's it mean to have a season going like this and to even be challenging for the team points record for a single season?
Yeah, of course, it's always nice milestones. And, I mean, you don't get here by yourself. You have, like, whole team and organization behind you, and playing with really good guys like QB and Daddy, for example, right now, and a couple other guys before. And I mean, it's just, like, all about chemistry and having fun and trying to work for each other, and good things will come.
You talk about the chemistry you guys have. You guys put together kind of a highlight reel goal last game. All three, you touched the puck to set up that goal in Ottawa. Just how much fun is it when you guys are able to score a goal like that, where you all touch the puck, you all have a big factor in it?
I mean, that's really fun way to play, and when everybody gets to touch the puck and move your feet and create chances, it's always fun. But, like, I mean, yeah, you just need to work hard and try to read off your line mates and hold the puck and create chances.
Alexander Barkov right there, Panthers captain, talking about that highlight reel goal that his line put together in Ottawa the other night. Wasn't the only goal that they scored as a group, but Jonathan Huberdeau's first goal of the game. It was Dadonov to Barkov to Huberdeau, and he finished that one off. Just a really nice goal that unit put together. Here's Chase Hauerluck, as he earlier in the week, remember he had that two-game stretch, scored three goals over a two-game span, two in Toronto earlier in the week, but he talks about the importance of getting back on the winning track with that game in Ottawa.
Yeah, it was huge. Obviously, things weren't going the way we wanted them to, but I thought we came out strong in Ottawa and handled the job.
And then looking at these next few here, how important is it to have a strong finish to the season?
Super important. I mean, everyone's playing for something, and especially pride for our team. But we want to finish strong, and we want to show no quit, and I think that's what we're going to do.
And especially for you and a lot of the young guys, guys who've made their debuts this season, how important is it just to keep accumulating this experience at the NHL level?
It's super important. Every game is important. Try and get more comfortable out there. I mean, the game's so fast at this level that it's not easy to adapt to it right away. So every game's huge to get that confidence and feel more comfortable.
And if you had to pick out one thing from that Ottawa game to bring into the Boston game, what would it be?
Just I love the way we compete. We competed all night, all 60 minutes. I thought everyone played hard for each other, and it showed.
Chase Hauerluck right there with some thoughts heading into today's game against Boston. One last comment, though, beginning with thoughts on the last game in Ottawa. Here is Panthers goaltender Roberto Luongo.
It was a good win for us. We didn't feel good about our game in the last three games, so it's nice to get on the winning side here, but we're going to have to just keep that momentum that we had last game and keep playing the same way and keep playing hard and, try to limit the amount of mistakes that we make. It's way more fun to be around the rink when you're winning games. As a professional, it's important to come every day and work hard, and we're still living the dream playing in the NHL, so we got to take advantage of that serious every day and work as hard as we can.
And last thing, what's it been like for you this last little bit, kind of having Sam Montembeau under your wing a little bit and being able to just kind of help him along here as he gets his feet wet in the NHL?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting for him, and for me, it brings me back to the days when I started. So, I just try to help him out as much as I can and talk to him and keep him as even keel as possible. I know he's had a couple of tough starts recently, so I just want to make sure that his head is in the right spot, and when he gets his next start, that he's ready to go and enjoys it.
Roberto Luongo right there, Panthers goaltender, and finished by talking about working with Sam Montembeau since he's been up in the National Hockey League. So the Panthers getting set to take on the Boston Bruins. That game starts today at 1 p.m. So we hope to have you tuned in this afternoon, 1 p.m., 12:30 pregame across the radio network. Then the Panthers will be back home, as I mentioned, Monday at 7 against Washington at the BB&T Center, and then Thursday at 7 against the Islanders. A week from tonight, Saturday at 7 against the Devils, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. And folks, don't miss the Florida Panthers' last home game of the regular season. That is a week from tonight, April 6th. That's Saturday night at 7 p.m. Fan Appreciation Night presented by Walmart. The night will offer giveaways throughout the game with gifts such as tickets to concerts and shows, electronics, and more. For more information, go to FloridaPanthers.com. We'd love to have you out at the BB&T Center. Three big games to close out the 18-19 campaign coming up this week, Monday, Thursday, Saturday, all at 7 o'clock. You got the Capitals, the Islanders, and the Devils all coming into town. So we hope to see you out there. Again, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com and Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. And coming up next, we're going to get a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Kevin, Jameson Olive and I had a chance to sit down with Panthers defenseman Brady Keeper, who made his NHL debut in that win in Ottawa. So that's coming up. We got a lot more coming up.
Yeah, we'll hear from Brady. We'll hear from Jameson Olive as well later in the show as the Panthers get set for the Bruins. A matinee affair at TD Garden coming up at 1 o'clock. You're listening to Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Panthers Insider continues. Kevin Rogers and Doug Plagans with you. Panthers and the Bruins coming up in just a few hours from Boston. We'll hear from Brady Keeper in just a moment. As the Panthers, Doug, play their final road game of the season today.
today in Boston, 1 o'clock faceoff, 12:30 pregame across the radio network. You can also catch it over on Fox Sports Florida as well. Kevin mentioned that we're going to hear from Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com next segment. He will be joining us to help preview today's game in Boston. Jameson and I, every week, co-host the Territory Talk podcast, FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, to find the official podcast of the Florida Panthers. You can also hear it on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify. And this week, our guest was Brady Keeper, and he made his NHL debut. The Panthers defenseman made his NHL debut on Thursday against the Ottawa Senators, and he joined the Panthers just about 2 weeks ago, signed with the Panthers after a two-year run at the University of Maine, and he is the first player from the Pimichickamack Cree Nation to make it to the NHL, and also comes from Cross Lake, Manitoba, about 8 hours north of Winnipeg. If you're wondering where Cross Lake, Manitoba is, town of about 8,000 people, he told us when he met the media for the first time after his first morning skate in Dallas going on a couple of weeks ago. But it's been a ton of fun to get to know Brady here over the last couple of weeks. Just a great guy, and a great night the other night for him and his family and friends who joined him in Ottawa as he made his NHL debut against the Senators, that Panthers victory back on Thursday. And well, here's a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast as Brady Keeper joined us for it. And he begins here by talking about how it was his dad who helped get him into the game of hockey.
He built us a rink back in the backyard there. I was like 4 or 5 years old. He never really pushed us to do he let us do whatever we wanted, but he kind of kept us busy in the winter time, and even in the summer playing softball and all that stuff. But in the winter time was the main sport. Me and my brothers played, and he built us the rink for AAA probably like 7-8 years straight. He'd be out there shoveling the rink seven in the morning when it's the weekend off, so we can go skate. So it's pretty crazy. All my props got to go to him, and just unbelievable to be here.
Did you ever have the dream of reaching the NHL? Were you just playing for fun for a lot of your life?
No. My dad told me a little story, I guess, when I was younger, that I used to tell people I was gonna play in the NHL. I don't remember it, but he always reminded me and all that stuff. But I guess I had that dream right from the beginning, and I'm just happy to be here.
It sounds like you started getting the interest from the college programs when you were playing junior. Was there a time maybe before that it kind of clicked for you that you had the ability to maybe take your hockey to a higher level, or were you just kind of taking it as it went, and you know, once those offers and things started coming along, you thought more about it then?
I guess I was just playing at the time, just working hard and just trying to have fun at the same time. I guess Maine was the first school that contacted me and offered me a full scholarship, and I took it right away. There wasn't really that many teams that came after me, but I knew I was going to Maine no matter what. And one of those reasons was because of the coach there. It was the name Alfie Michaud. He's also a native, and he kind of took me under his wing there, and was a really big reason why I went there.
What did it mean to have that connection with Alfie, and then also just what did those couple of years at Maine do to, I guess, continue your development as a hockey player?
I think being there for 2 years prepared me mentally, I guess, and all that stuff. I don't know what I can say, how I can explain it, but it's been pretty crazy, I guess, just being there for the past couple of years, and it actually, like, it matured me, I guess I can say, a lot. Just having all the support there and in school, because as you guys know, I tried to leave, like,
yeah, I was bringing that. I read that story, yeah,
four or five times, and, like 2 days in, so they really supported me there, me and my family, and Alfie took me under his wing there as well, and was really good to me.
And I read, like you said, that story about you trying to leave a couple times, and I think it was your credit card got declined, so you had to stay.
But my last time, yeah.
Here we are now, so that obviously worked out. But I heard you also got a couple calls from Jordan Tutu, Aaron Asham, guys like that. And we talk about, like I said before, having so many people in your corner. What did it mean to hear from those guys, guys that have, you know, been to the NHL, to tell you to kind of, you know, hey, keep going, you're a good player, stay on the path?
I guess it meant a lot, I guess. I don't know how they got my number and all that stuff, though, but... It was really an eye opener, I guess, those guys contacting me and telling me the state of there, because they knew, I guess, how I was feeling at the time, because they said they went through it as well. But Alfie helped me through a lot. So is my dad. He was phoning me every day and stuff like that. He's talking to me, my girlfriend as well. Tutu kind of told me as well that he. Right off the hop, that he, when he left home, that he was kind of homesick and wanted to leave as well. But I knew it was going to pass over maybe a couple of weeks later. But that's what happened. It kind of blew away. And once I started playing hockey and just enjoying being there, it was really fun.
Brady Keeper right there, Panthers defenseman, made his NHL debut on Thursday, and a big congratulations to him for making his National Hockey League debut. And that was just about 4 minutes of what was probably about a 15-minute or so conversation that Jameson and I had with Brady Keeper. And again, great to get to know him and get to hear his story about his road to the National Hockey League. And had a really nice game back on Thursday, a Panthers 5-2 win in Ottawa that was his National Hockey League debut. So again, big thanks and congratulations to him on making his NHL debut. And you can hear the whole conversation with Brady Keeper, floridapanthers.com/territorytalk, and new material in the Territory Talk podcast each and every Wednesday. Panthers after this game today in Boston at 1:00, have a 3-game homestand coming up. And Panthers fans, you can visit the concourse outside Club Lexus to check out the players' favorite things baskets during the games coming up on Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. All the games start at 7:00 at the BB&T Center. You can win a unique basket filled with gift cards, electronics, autographed and game-worn items, as well as other player favorites. All proceeds benefit the Florida Panthers Foundation. Those are the players' favorite things baskets. For more information, go to floridapanthers.com. And also, when the Panthers hit the ice next after today's game in Boston, it's going to be Monday night at the BB&T Center at 7:00 against the defending champion Washington Capitals. And you can join us that night for our annual Autism Awareness Night. That is Monday night when the Cats take on Washington at 7. There will be a private sensory-friendly lounge for families, as well as group pricing. A portion of all ticket sales will benefit Autism Speaks. To access the ticket link, go to floridapanthers.com. Panthers and the Boston Bruins coming up this afternoon, Kevin. It's a 1:00 face-off, and we've got a guest joining us next to help preview that game.
And we just heard from him in the interview with Brady Keeper and yourself, Doug. We heard from Jameson Alba, floridapanthers.com, and Jameson will join us coming up in just a few minutes. We'll look ahead to the Bruins today, look ahead to the homestand, and also take a look back at the last few games on this road trip as the Panthers coming down the stretch of the 2018-19 season. And we'll talk to Jameson Alba, floridapanthers.com, in just a few moments. You're listening to Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
1-800-947-AUTO.
Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider continues. Kevin Rogers with you as the Panthers take on the Boston Bruins today at TD Garden, a 1:00 face-off, 12:30 pregame. And the Panthers look to close out their road schedule with a victory against Boston. And we will look ahead to that game, look back at Ottawa. And we got a week to go in the season. As we talk with Jameson Alva, floridapanthers.com, we can call it after 40, so we'll do that. Good morning, Jameson.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going well. Now, let's first go back to Thursday. And obviously, Toronto... tough game, team that's going to the playoffs. They have superstars on that team. Montreal, the Panthers haven't had a lot of luck with them this season. Canadiens still in the mix for the playoffs. I'm not going to go to Panthers had to have that game Thursday with them being eliminated from playoff contention, but that was a really nice win to get, though, against the Senators.
Yeah, it really was, just to kind of, like you said, stop the bleeding there. I mean, the Panthers allowed 20 goals, and like you said, those were some good teams. That was Boston, that was Montreal, and that was Toronto. But even against good teams, the Panthers have played some really good hockey this year. And you heard Vincent Trocheck after that last loss against Montreal, when he just kind of called the team out and said, you know, hey, it's been pretty embarrassing. You know, we're better than this. Like, we got to change the culture in here. We got to be better. Like, this isn't us. And then for them to kind of hear that, come out, respond, and beat the Senators, who obviously last place team, but they've been playing some better hockey as of late. I mean, they got some young guys on that team, some guys fighting for jobs next season, a lot of heart over there. So for them to come out and beat the Ottawa Senators and kind of stop the bleeding and kind of get a clean slate here, like you said, with a week left, I think that was a big deal. I mean, you can't just, you know, you can't pack it in, and you can't just, you know, wait for the summer to come. You got to keep playing these games out, and you got to find ways to win.
And Brady Keeper made his debut on Thursday. We heard the interview with him, or at least a piece of it, earlier. What were your impressions of his debut?
I thought he was really steady. I mean, you saw there's different types of defensemen in the league. There's defensemen that you want to notice every game. You want to notice them every time they're out there, where they have the puck on their stick. Guys like, you know, Keith Yandel, you want to see what they're doing on offense and kind of see how they work the puck around, see how they hold the offensive zone, things like that. But for a guy like Keeper in the bottom pairing there with Mackenzie Weegar, a guy that has a lot of offensive skill, has a physical edge, but in his debut, you're kind of looking for him to be steady. He was steady out there, but you barely noticed him, which was a good thing. And when you did notice him, it was usually because he was doing something good, you know, clearing out the crease, you know, getting the puck out of the zone, things like that. Also had a couple hits, a shot on goal, jumped up in the offense once or twice. So he did all the little things, and in terms of just his steady defense, he was really unnoticeable, which, like I said, is a very good thing for a guy in his NHL debut at 22 years old. So Bob Buchner said, you know, he's absolutely going to get some more playing time this season, whether that's one more game, whether that's all the rest of the games, we don't know yet. The lineup's going to be pretty up in the air probably before every game this season, just given how many guys they're carrying right now. So, and he's a guy that definitely people are going to be talking about this summer, just given his backstory and given where he's come from, given the fact that the Panthers, you know, really are, you know, kind of looking to bolster up their defensive core a bit. So he's a guy that, whether, you know, he's, you know, on the team next year, in Springfield next year, he's a guy that I would definitely keep an eye on just down the road.
Jamison Oliva of FloridaPanthers.com joining us here on Panthers Insider. Panthers in Boston today to take on the Bruins. Panthers beat the Bruins at home 5-0 back in December, but they've lost the last two. Last Saturday, the Bruins blew out the Panthers, and of course the game in which the Panthers had the Bruins down and dead, and Boston came back and rallied with a couple late goals. Obviously, you know, the Bruins really nowhere to go in the playoff hunt. They're going to get that second seed out of the Atlantic Division since Tampa Bay has run away with things. But Jamison, for the Panthers, we know the guy they've always had problems with, Tuukka Rask, that they'll likely face him today.
Yeah, Tuukka Rask has had incredible numbers against the Panthers. Some of the best numbers of his career up until he suffered a couple losses against them recently. His save percentage in 20-plus games was around .950. So he definitely had their number historically. But recently the Panthers did pretty well against Tuukka. I know he got the win last time out, but he still had a save percentage under .900 in that game. So he's been struggling lately. I believe he's, you know, two wins in his last five games with a sub-900 save percentage. So he's been great. He's, you know, a Vezina Trophy candidate, but he's a guy that's, you know, showing some weakness lately. So the Panthers can kind of come out and take advantage of that. That's a big thing because, like you said, the Bruins really aren't playing for much right now. They're not going to catch the Lightning for the first seed of the Atlantic Division. They're kind of locked into that second spot. But, you know, they do want to feel good entering the playoffs. You don't want to, no one wants to back into the playoffs, especially your goaltender. So I know Tuukka coming out there is going to want to have a couple of good starts before he gets into the playoffs. He kind of has to turn it on against some really good competition. So the Bruins, they're playing for something tonight. They're not going to roll over for the Florida Panthers. And like you said, the Panthers last season finished so strong against the Bruins. Even when the Panthers were knocked out of it last season, they went out there and they beat the Bruins in an emotional game, and they went on to end the season with a win against them as well. So for the Panthers, both teams, a lot to play for tonight.
Not to say we feel bad for the Bruins, Jamison, because we don't, but when you look at them, 103 points, obviously, with the way Tampa Bay has played, there's no way the Bruins would have ever caught them. But is it fair to say Boston will have the toughest first-round matchup of any team in the NHL with them facing Toronto as far as a team for what they've accomplished and who they get in the first round?
Well, that's kind of what, you know, everyone says. I mean, the NHL playoff format's kind of controversial because even though I said there are matchups like that, I think it was their last season or the season before, we had, you know, the Capitals playing the Penguins in the first or second round, and everyone's like, you know, this should be a conference final. What's happening here? But when it comes to the NHL playoffs, I mean, all eight teams, regardless of how you get in, they're all dangerous, and everyone can win the cup there, and that's kind of what makes the NHL playoffs so special. So there are some easier matchups than others, but in general, there's no easy path to the Stanley Cup final in either conference. But I honestly think that's tougher for the Leafs. I mean, the Bruins are kind of a team that's built for the playoffs. Yes, the Leafs, we saw a couple days ago, of all the offensive firepower in the world, but know, they just don't really have that complete team. They're struggling on defense, especially as of late, whereas the Bruins, they have the veterans, they have the defense, they have the goaltending, they have the young scorers, and that's kind of what the Panthers are going to see today. It's something they have to overcome because it's a team that is probably kind of already in playoff mode, like I said, trying not to back into the postseason.
Now, looking ahead to next week, and, you know, again, the Panthers just trying to, you know, play for pride, play for jobs, you know, some players trying to get a few more goals and points. But the next two games after today, you get Washington on Monday, defending Stanley Cup champions, the Islanders who are headed to the playoffs, that there's still going to be some motivation to finish off the season strong.
Oh, it depends on motivation. I mean, you saw Barkov say after practice the other day, he was saying, you know, next season starts now. We're playing for next season right now. We want to start building this winning culture. It's something the Panthers thought they kind of had in their grasp, you know, with how well they finished last season, but it kind of fell apart a bit this season. But they want to keep it or establish that because as much change as there potentially could be this summer, a lot of the guys in the room are still coming back, like Barkov, like Huberto, Trocheck, you know, that leadership group. They're going to be in the room next year. They're going to be the guys coming in saying, you know, we can't let what happened last year happen again. We got to eat better, you know, because the Panthers, they want to be the Boston Bruins. They want to be one of those teams where when they go into the season, people may be downing. They might say, oh, you know, this guy's older. This didn't work out. I didn't do enough in the offseason. But regardless, they always seem to just win games and make the playoffs. The Panthers really haven't had that this assumption of being a good team throughout their almost their entire history, you know, dating back to maybe the early 90s. The Panthers want to be that team that, regardless of what happens, they go into the season and they feel good about themselves. They know that, you know, even if they have some ups and some downs, they're going to be in the postseason. It's not always going to be this last-hit, second-half, you know, push to try and get in. So for them, I mean, like I said, a lot to play for individually as well. A lot of history on the line. Barkov, 4 points. Pavel Buress, Francis record. I mean, Keith Yandel, one more point, and he's, you know, the 14th defenseman in NHL history to get 60 points, a career high for him. So a lot of individual records going around and a lot of things like that. But I think if you ask the guys in the room like Barkov and Huberto, those guys, they just want to end the season with some wins. You know, I don't think they really care about the individual point totals. None of those guys are playing for contracts. They're all locked in. All they want to do is win and kind of head into the summer feeling good about themselves.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com. Always great work. Jameson, we'll talk to you later on for After 40.
Yep, talk to you in a couple hours.
All right, thank you so much. There's Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com. The Panthers and the Boston Bruins coming up this afternoon. 12:30 is the pregame, and 1 o'clock is the puck drop from TD Garden. Doug Plagans has the call of the game. Our thanks to Jameson Olive for joining us. Also, our thanks to Brady Keeper, who hopped on for a few minutes. Panthers and the Bruins coming up, the final road game of the season. That is just a few hours away. For Doug Plagans, I'm Kevin Rogers. You've been listening to Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes.
Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.